With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. We're learning more about the four hostages who were rescued by Israeli soldiers. Averman Mir, the uncle of a freed hostage, says he's learned that his nephew was able to communicate with two other hostages, and that helped keep his spirits up.
They supported one each other, and they are very good friends now. I thank them for the support, because if he was alone, I believe we got someone else.
And he adds his nephew is in good health.
We think that he's okay. We'll see it in the next few days, but he's okay. Yesterday, all his friends came, and it was a big party for him. All he wants is a cigarette and friends. This is what he wants.
Also at SRNnews.com, three people have been hurt in two separate shark attacks along Florida's Gulf Coast.
Following shark attacks in Florida's Panhandle, officials keeping an eye on 26 miles of beach where purple flags fly, warning of possible sharks. The Walton County Sheriff says a woman lost part of her arm in a shark attack Friday. Less than 2 hours later, about 4 miles down the beach, two teenage girls were attacked. Officials say one ended up in the trauma unit. Mackenzie McClintock is with South Walton Fire District.
Shark sightings, those happen almost every day because it's open water. So throughout the summer, that's something that we're consistently tracking.
Experts say shark attacks are rare. There were 69 worldwide last year, 10 fatal. I'm Julie Walker.
Forecasters say slightly cooler weather's on the way in the southwest, but more heat appears to be headed to parts of Arizona and Nevada this week, with highs above 110. This is SRN News. Bad news from Hong Kong. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many state attorneys general are coming to national prominence as battles over abortion and transgenderism flood the courts. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey sued Planned Parenthood, sought to force clinics that provide sex change operations to hand over their records, and pushed a liberal prosecutor to resign. Now his reelection effort is drawing millions in outside money from major liberal and conservative donors. This is SRN News. Cheating on a test takes on a whole new meaning. Ron Taylor has more.
Toyota Chairman Akio Toyoda has apologized for massive cheating on certification tests for seven vehicle models. The fraudulent testing at Japan's top automaker involved the use of inadequate or outdated data in collision tests and incorrect testing of airbag inflation and rear seat damage in crashes. Engine tests were also found to be falsified. Toyota recently stopped production of three models made in Japan. The deceptive test does not affect the safety of the vehicles already on roads. Two other Japanese automakers, Mazda and Honda, also recently reported improper testing of their vehicles, but said they are safe to use. Ron Taylor reporting.
The Baltimore Shipping Channel set to reopen today. The 50-foot-deep, 700-foot-wide shipping lane was expected to reopen over the weekend, but a commander with the U.S. Coast Guard told the Baltimore Sun that the channel still needs to undergo more dredging. More details at SRNnews.com.